to me, hypnosis really is all about reprogramming how we think and feel, and we get to do it intentionally to help us lead the life that we want to live.
Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast, and this episode is likely to put you in a trance. All right, it won't, but I'm sure you'll be transfixed by our conversation, the conversation I'm having with Erica Flint. Erica is an award-winning hypnotherapist and best-selling author. And the thing that we focus on during this episode is the idea and the misgivings and misconceptions and everything else that's surrounding hypnosis. I'm not going to keep you any longer because I find this to be a fascinating subject. I hope you will as well. So here's my conversation with Erica Flint here on the Productivityist Podcast. So I want to talk to you about hypnosis today and its role in helping people be more productive. Anyone who's listened to the show for a while, and we talked about this before we jumped on the air here, they know that I don't always go down the conventional path of guests that you would expect to hear. You know, I've had Brian Tracy on the program. I've had David Allen on the program. But then I've also had Jill Blumenstock, who does Vedic astrology, and lots of other things that have a link to productivity that you may not necessarily understand unless you spend a lot of time in it like I do. So can you let's talk a bit about the hypnosis aspect first. I'll just go right into it. What got you into becoming a certified hypnotist? Like, what was the compelling reason for you to go down this path?
A great question. It was deep, deep suffering, actually, Mike. I was in software engineering, so I was in the computing industry for almost 15 years. It was an excellent job, excellent benefits. It was along the path that I think a lot of people believe or are taught that we are to follow, which is go to college, you know, get married, get a good job and a career, get the house, the car, and there's happiness, right? You get the picket fence and the kids and all of that. And I got to a place in this career of mine where I was deeply unsatisfied. I had thought that this happiness was going to be there. And so I went through a period of my life where I was just really struggling and suffering. I ended up in the hospital, and that was due to alcohol. So I, you know, was at a point, and I remember it very specifically, where I had to decide whether I wanted to live or not. And I hopped off the gurney in the emergency room. I decided to live. I got the entire force of the universe behind me because I felt very inspired and I needed a new way to be. I had to have a new way to live. And so I started looking for things, something that would satisfy this kind of drive and desire deep down inside. And, there's other things that happened too. So I'll let you ask me questions if you have more about that. But I eventually found hypnosis. And to me, hypnosis really is all about reprogramming how we think and feel. And we get to do it intentionally to help us lead the life that we want to live.
And I'm big on intention. In fact, you know, my thoughts on productivity is it's the marriage of intention plus attention. What do you intend to do? And then how are you going to pay attention to it? And I think, and hypnosis, based on some of the work that I've looked at that has been sent my way, with regards to what you've written, you know, you've got Lighter, Reprogram Your Weight. You've got another book coming out in 2021 that I want to touch on as we get closer to the end of our discussion today. But why do you think, there's so many misconceptions around a lot of things when something becomes popular or misunderstood and popular in the zeitgeist of sorts, people get their own idea or their own bias, or it gets, you know, misconstrued as to what the thing is. I mean, I remember as a kid seeing hypnosis done in a way that was, you know, very done on sitcoms and you know, in movies and stuff like that. And then I remember going to an actual hypnotist show here in Victoria, BC many years ago, a hypnotist, like one of those, I think his name was Anthony Cools, I think. And it was one of those, you know, it was almost like a parlor kind of thing. Mm-hmm. how do you break that bias with people who are looking at a way to become more intentional with this idea of you know, reprogramming, for lack of a bit, for as you mentioned? How do you break that bias so that people are more accepting of it, as opposed to kind of like, well, you know, this does seem kind of strange, weird, and I don't know if it's going to work, and everything I've seen seems to indicate that it's just a lot of nonsense.
Right. And, you know, I think my primary answer would be, I'm not here to convince anybody that hypnosis works. So ultimately, sure, we are helping folks who are at a place where they're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? I don't understand this and I need some help. But, you know, there are two different types of hypnosis. We have the entertainment style of hypnosis, which is what a lot of people see. They see it, you know, there's hypnosis is depicted in movies, in books, and those types of things. And it's sensationalized and, you know, it makes for an interesting story. And I think one of the stories that is out there about hypnosis is that it's mind control, and it's absolutely not mind control. If it was mind control, you'd probably be seeing, you know, people going into the bank or something and hypnotizing somebody to get them to, you know, give them money or you know, things kind of like that do show up in movies, but don't necessarily show up in real life. And so normally what's happening is we do get folks who are desperate for change. They are stuck in a situation where they're feeling really bad about themselves, and it may have something to do with a habit. Maybe they're drinking too much or smoking too much, or maybe they want to lose weight, they're eating too much, or they're super stressed and they're not sleeping. And they realize if they don't care for themselves, they're going to burn out and not be able to do it. So they, you know, get a referral, or they, you know, get inspired. And then I have a real heart-to-heart talk with them about what hypnosis really is. And hypnosis is a normal and natural state of mind that we go to regularly all of the time. And so part of it is education. And, you know, I guess ultimately it's why I'm here, Mike, is to really help people. You know, part of it for me as a professional hypnotist is to go out and educate people on what hypnosis really is. How can you use it? How can it be beneficial? How can you try it at home? Those types of things, so that people get a better understanding of what hypnosis truly is.
So if someone comes to you and they're like, you know, I want to perform better, let's talk about the productivity element, right? Right. A lot of people, the first place they go, and I'm going to speak from my vantage point, is when they come to me for coaching, for example, they've already gone down a few, you know, pathways. Most will start with apps, right?
They'll start with an app. They'll start with a book.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, I mean, whatever their primary source of consuming content is.
Sure.
It's nice if it's a book.
Well, yeah, it is. But one of the things that you brought up when we were talking just before we hopped on the recording here was when I tell people, you know, the app is, you know, it's a tool, but you need to focus on the app within. And then you said, I like to focus on inner state. And that's mm-hmm. where it all begins, right? Like, and how can hypnosis help people tap into that when it comes to, and especially how can doing that help them with their personal productivity and time management?
Right. So I have always considered our internal state, our inner operating system. So it can be considered kind of like an app, you know. It's like, how are you managing your inner operating system? And one of the things to keep in mind is that the brain consumes about 20% of glucose, 20% of what our body is producing. And so we do have some limitations in what our brain is able to process at any time. And so one of the ways that I like to think about how to be productive is when you are focused and you are calm and you are not having negative self-talk, you're not having racing thoughts, you are not ruminating, you're not stressed out so that your brain is spinning. When you're none of those things and you're in a place where you are calm, where you are focused, where you can have expansive thought, now you are able to put the pieces together in complex situations to solve a perceived issue that you might be working on. And so that type of inner state where it's calm, focused, and expansive tends to give us really good insight into whatever it is that we're focusing on. On the other hand, if we're stressed or worried, all of that, that's information and that's like noise on the line. So if you're trying to listen to a radio program, let's say you're, you know, out in the middle of nowhere and you're trying to listen to the radio and all you hear is static, it's really hard to appreciate and enjoy the music. If you could get a really super clear signal, now you can appreciate the music and now it can take you somewhere. Now you can feel the emotion that was, you know, in the music, and it can remind you of the time that you were in Hawaii or something like that. And so with that really clear signal, now we can actually kind of rise up to our highest, you know, using the 100% of our brain, 100% of our abilities to be fully present and do what we want to do. So that's where our best work comes from.
One of the things that I struggle with is, and it's odd because it's I think it's an ongoing one, and I put things in place to kind of try to prevent that, is focusing on the present moment. And I think I know I'm not alone in that. People are always thinking about like what's next, what's coming up, what do I need to do next. Actually, it's funny. Mm-hmm. I just returned from a little mini getaway with my wife, and it was hard to not think about what I needed to do when I got back and be present in that moment. I was able to do it for the most part, which I was really proud of. How is there something that hypnosis can do to help people with that? Because I think a lot, when it comes to productivity, a lot of people are thinking so much about what do I need to do next? What's on my list, as opposed to kind of being here now for, right. for, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think part of that, too, is we feel like this need to create lists. And a lot of us, you know, for certain types of work, creating a list and checking things off is actually an effective way to do things, right? There are certain aspects of my job that I can create a checklist and I can check things off and I can use my conscious mind to go through that, and it feels really good. But a lot of times for something really, really creative, we can't force. I mean, you ask an artist, a musician, you ask people who are trying to create integrative solutions, anything that we might consider uses the right brain, which is very creative and open. We can't force that to work, meaning it's kind of timeless. And so I think one of the ways for people to truly understand and how to get really good work done, really productivity, is slowing down. And slowing down, you know, that phrase, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Just about to say that. Yeah.
Right. Because it's like, and so here's the key though, you have to have the experience. Like I could sit here all day long and tell you the best way for you to create your new project, or the best way for you to finish that chapter in your book, or the best way for you to, you know, solve this relationship issue that you're having is to slow down. The brain wants to do the opposite because it's anxious and it's spinning, right? It wants to find the problem. And that's what the conscious mind is good at. The conscious mind is good at finding problems and solving it. But the problem is if it's not an easy solution, that causes stress. And then with that stress, we're unable to find the solution. And so we need to be able to be still and slow down so that we can access information that's coming from subconscious or unconscious mind. And that's how we're going to get really, really good work done.
In Questlove's book, Creative Quest, he talks about micro meditations. So this idea, you know, people talk about meditation, and I want to touch on that as well. But he talks about like taking 30 seconds, like a minute here and there throughout the day, just to kind of reconnect. Are there elements of hypnosis that do that as well? Because I think some people, that might be a gateway for some people who are like, I don't know, or I need something, but I don't. Well, it's that old adage, right? What's that story about the guru, that the businessman that went to the guru and said, I need to meditate. I've got all these stresses and such and such. And the guru says, well, meditate for 5 minutes a day. And then the businessman said, 5 minutes a day? I don't have 5 minutes a day. He goes, well, then meditate for 20 minutes. Right.
So I love that story. Like, if you don't think you have 5 minutes, you definitely need to meditate for 20. So yeah, absolutely. And I haven't heard the story that you just shared as far as the micro meditations, but I do that all the time. And so my intention is to stay in the present moment all of the time. I call it heaven state, because when we are staying in the present moment, everything, you know, you might think that you're just here in one moment, but my philosophy is that when you're in the present moment, you're in every moment. It is eternal. And so you have access really to the ether, you have access to universal consciousness, you have access to all of the things when you're in the present moment, because your conscious mind is focused on the reality, and you really can lock into the divinity that is inside of you. And now you're in alignment with source if you have those beliefs, and now you're able to truly see everything around you in that present moment and make the magic happen. This is where miracles come from, and the serendipitous moments, they're happening all the time. But when we're in the present moment, we notice it. And then when we notice it, we can stabilize that state, and then it feels like we really are in flow state all day long.
And now let's take a break to talk about this episode's sponsors. Building a presentation is a daunting task, especially if design doesn't come naturally. You know, it doesn't come naturally for me. Presenting is much more nuanced than throwing together bullet points and charts. I can tell you that from experience. And part of the challenge is making the experience memorable for an audience. So making presentations wasn't something that I necessarily put together as a total package or felt completely confident until I started to use Canva Pro to really make my presentations sing. I was able to wow my audience, not just with my gravitas and my speaking acumen, but with what I was putting on the screen for them to look at as well. And now that I have Canva Pro working as my ally towards building phenomenal presentations, creating and sharing them is easier than ever. Canva Pro is the easiest way to create presentations like a pro, among other things that Canva Pro allows you to do. So whether you're presenting to your team, students, or clients, Canva Pro has beautiful layouts for every industry, theme, and project. Now, if you don't know where to start, Canva Pro can help inspire your creativity with thousands of free designer-made templates that are totally customizable. I didn't mean to gloss over that term, free designer-made templates, but there we have it. Thanks to Canva Pro's time-saving tools and editing features, I can create high-quality, high-resolution presentations in minutes, and they look stunning. I am using Canva Pro presentations for many talks. I have my Timecrafting Trust membership. I have my group trainings. I have other workshops that I'm putting together, and I'm using Canva Pro to make that happen because they catch the eye, they keep people engaged, and that's exactly what you want in a presentation. And I can design, collaborate, share, and present on any device, whether it's my iPad Pro, which is what I use whenever I'm going around. I don't have a laptop. I use my iPad Pro. It's fantastic. I can show them on my phone as well. So if I want to stream that, I can do that as well. Or if I want to just show them what it'll look like on my phone, I can do that as well. Canva Pro comes with endless extras like 75 million premium photos, videos, audio, graphics. You get all of this and more in just one Canva Pro subscription. And my favorite Canva Pro feature is just the resizing, the automatic resizing. I can't keep up with dimensions. I can't keep up with any of that stuff. Being able to do that is fantastic. And then there's the branding kit and all that stuff. You know what? I just want you to go to Canva Pro right now. You want to wow your audience, and Canva Pro will help you do that. It's the easiest way to create presentations. So right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial. 45-day extended trial for free. Just go to canva.me/timecrafting to get your free 45-day extended trial now. That's canva.me/timecrafting. canva.me/timecrafting. Do it today. Shopping for new clothes can be needlessly stressful, so why not let Stitch Fix make it easy by doing the work for you so you can spend time doing the things you love instead. Stitch Fix offers clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique size, style, and budget. Every piece is chosen for your fit and your life, and it's the easy solution to finding what makes you look and feel your best. You try on pieces at home before you buy, you keep your favorites, and you send back the rest. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. Now, Vanessa, who's worked with me here at Productivityist, got to put Stitch Fix through the paces, and she said that one of the cool features about Stitch Fix is not only do their personal stylists craft and create a box of items for you that you can have shipped to you each month or whatever frequency you choose, you can also go on to their website and handpick items anytime you want. Vanessa was gearing up for her trip to Hawaii and went on and found several lovely floral blouses and tops that she ordered specifically for the trip, and they showed up separately to her rather than in the handcrafted box. That's an awesome feature, As you get to know Stitch Fix's brands and styles, you can go on and shop as you normally would any other site, and they'll always accept returns in 30 days. It's very easy, as the items, and in Vanessa's case, some floral tops came right to her in time for her trip. And she loves how easy it is to return, and she can shop from her computer or her phone. Now, there's no subscription required. You can try Stitch Fix once or set up automatic deliveries. You'll pay just a $20 styling fee for each box, which gets credited toward pieces you keep. And there are no hidden fees ever. Stitch Fix has styles and clothing to fit any occasion for women, men, and kids, and they ship all over the US and are available in the UK as well. Get started today at stitchfix.com/timecrafting, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/timecrafting for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/timecrafting. Get your fix today. You may not know this, but I live in Canada. That's right, eh? I'm Canadian. And there are some things that I would love to be able to watch that are not available in Canada. For example, really cool YouTube videos that Saturday Night Live shares and things like that. Well, with NordVPN, I can make that happen. NordVPN is easy to use. You can connect with one click or enable auto connect for zero click protection. They have amazing speed, and it's confirmed by the speed tests. NordVPN is the fastest VPN out there. 6 devices on every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, and Linux, and even your Android TV support NordVPN. And you can access from everywhere. You won't miss your favorite content, and even when you're traveling abroad, you stay at home virtually. And it takes, again, just a click. You open the map, click on a location, and you'll be connected in seconds. It's that easy. Travel's starting to pick up again, and having NordVPN on your device is essential when you're using unsecure airport Wi-Fi, because it protects you from data hackers attempting to steal your valuable data. There are so many great reasons to put NordVPN through the paces. I want you to start today. So go to nordvpn.com/timecrafting or use the code timecrafting to get a 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. And there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if it's not for you. So what are you waiting for? Go to nordvpn.com/timecrafting or use the code TIMECRAFTING and get that 2-year plan plus a bonus gift with a huge discount. Again, nordvpn.com/timecrafting or use that code TIMECRAFTING. Get your 2-year plan plus the bonus gift and a huge discount today. Now, let's get back to the show. So, it's the Cascade Hypnosis Center, and we chatted before. We're both living in that area of the world where the Cascades exist, right? Like the Cascade Mountains. Right. But that's not the, I mean, knowing what the definition of Cascade is, it seems also fitting. Was that something that was taken into account, the idea of, you know, something that almost grows and proliferates and
right. One small change leads to another.
Right.
And it's a really, I call it incremental success. Some people call it following a path of miracles. In my new book, it is called Following Your Heart Path. But what happens is, in real time, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that it feels like you have perfect timing. It feels, oh, I was just thinking about you, and you get the phone call. Things are just starting to line up for you. You might be thinking about something, and then you see a sign that has those same words. And so you start feeling like you're kind of living in this magical moment. But that's just happening all of the time. When we notice it, now we feel safe and expansive. And it's that state of being that I said before, where we have aha moments. And, you know, it's like the best, wisest part of us is there all of the time, helping us make great decisions.
Let's touch on meditation for a minute, because that's something that it's interesting. I've gotten better at it over the years. And I have a device that helps. I love my Muse headband because I talked to another podcast guest, Ian Reed Kessler, about this, and he uses the Muse, but he dialed things back on it, so you don't hear any of the noise or anything, like you just hear the birds. If you know mm-hmm. what the Muse is, we'll link to it in the show notes, so that way people are like, what, birds? I don't understand. But anyway, the point is that Meditation to me seems like it is a form of hypnosis. Am I on the right track there?
The state of mind is the same.
Okay.
The primary difference is that, and this is just like, how are we, you know, categorizing these things? It's
sure.
all made up anyway, but there is an overlap, and the overlap is the state of mind where you are calm and focused,
okay.
right? And you're usually calm and focused on one thing. In meditation, you are usually focused on emptying the mind, or you're focusing on one thing with the intention of emptying the mind to some degree. With hypnosis, yes, we are depotentiating the left hemisphere. Is really what we're doing to a large degree in hypnosis. And the left hemisphere is where your conscious mind is. It's analytical, procedural. It's making lists. It's wanting you to check things off. When we depotentiate that part in your mind, what happens is the creative part of you comes up, the part of you that thinks from association, that type of thing. So you get more expansive thoughts when you go into a state of hypnosis. And from there, you're able to really kind of source other information. So not sure if that answers your question.
No. But I think it's interesting because people who are there's almost these like little gateways, right? Like journaling. Journaling, I think, is something that I find to be very meditative to a degree, right? Because I'm emptying my brain. I'm putting it out there,
but it totally is.
Right.
Yep, it's another way of doing it. Right.
So, and I think it's a highly undervalued and underused element when it comes to productivity. People are like, oh, well, journaling, I just do that to cut. No. If you, it gives you so much of a story. You can reflect back on it later if you want. There's this quote by Jessamyn West that says, people who journal live life twice. Right. And I think that there's this really, so I think that's a gateway. And I think meditation is. So, if I'm doing those things, and I'm speaking from my own vantage point, but you know, our listener out there is saying, you know, I do those things. What would be the step to get involved and start to take the steps towards embracing, or, you know, at least looking into deeper elements of hypnosis?
Right. So with hypnosis, the primary differentiator there is we have what's called the hypnotic suggestion. Mm. And the hypnotic suggestion really is the intention. What is it that you want to change? And so a lot of times with hypnosis, I mean, you know, people have called prayer where you're asking God of something, and meditation where you're listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hypnosis can be thought of as where we're actually programming. Like we're going in and we're like, okay, I know that I don't want to be afraid of this, or I know that this fear or my insecurity with my current boyfriend or my insecurity with my current girlfriend, whatever it is, mm-hmm. like I realize it comes from my past experience, right? And this would be a very common story, right? I realize it comes from my ex-boyfriend who was mean to me, let's just say. But even though I know that, it still hurts me to be around my current boyfriend, and it's ruining my relationship. I need to fix it. So the conscious mind could know that there's something deeper, but we don't know how to get there and resolve it. So hypnosis is really interesting because we get to go in with the very specific intention and say, how is the brain operating? Mm. What is going on in here to cause these feelings to come up? You consciously know you don't want them. Where are they? So we get to go in with hypnosis, and it's usually with emotions. We get to feel out, where are these feelings come from? And then we get to reprogram that. So we get to resolve it. We get to help the brain have a new understanding. Hypnosis reveals the issue. And a lot of times when it reveals the issue, there's no work to be done. It's just like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And then the emotion is gone. And so now people are not being triggered by things that feel like they're out of their control.
One more thing that kind of, and I mean, you know about, you live in this space, so you know it, that I feel occasionally gets thrown into the hypnosis genre is neuro-linguistic programming. And mm-hmm. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because I've come across people who are, when they do NLP correctly, or at least in a way that's adept, you don't even know that it's happening. But if you, or at least it's harder to decipher, but I've come across some people who are like, okay, I know what you're trying to do.
it doesn't seem conversational.
Right.
It seems very, that's really where, Yeah, we wanted to be able to take some of these techniques, and it's a good segue to my next book, The Academy of Eternity, because the intention in this fourth book is, over the course of my career as a hypnotist, really, you know, my understanding, I'm a huge believer in how to be productive. I mean, sure. I'm super excited to be here. Productivity and the ability to be efficient has always been like a fun game for me. Mm-hmm. Like if I have work to do, I want to get it done fast so I could go out and play or something like that, right? And so, you know, hypnosis really allows us to be super efficient with how we use our mind. And what I can tell you is that most of my clients and most of the people that I see, we're spending so much time managing our internal state. So we're spending energy, like it's like your energy bill for your house, like the gas for your house is just being spent like you managing your own stress, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so if we could just get to a place where people aren't managing or don't need to manage that stress, and now they can just notice what's going on, that is going to bring people so much peace, first of all. But with that peace, now they're going to have creative thoughts. They're going to have aha moments. They're going to get gamma brain waves. And these gamma brain waves light up information in our brain that hasn't been lit up before together. So different parts of our mind, we get an aha moment, gamma brainwaves are released. And so we feel like we're sourcing information and having all these cool ideas. We feel like we're a genius when we get rid of a lot of that negativity.
It's funny. We were talking a little bit about me going away with my wife and a little bit of just me. We were sitting in this, and you know, when we were in the Pacific Northwest, so this time of year, if it doesn't rain, you know, you're like, oh, got to get outside, right?
Because right. Go outside when the sun, like, what's that yellow thing in the sky? I haven't seen it for so long, right?
So I was sitting we were at a spa resort for this little getaway, and I was waiting for my wife to come down, and I was sitting in the heated pool before going into the hot tub, because, you know, that's what you do. And I remember just looking out at the steam, and the water was so still, nobody else was in the pool. And I was not doing anything other than just kind of just being. And there was a problem I was trying to crack, but I'd let it go, right? You know what I mean? You know, you're like, oh, I'll deal with that later. And during that moment, or sometime during, I can't even pinpoint when, but I know what happened in that space of time. It happened. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh. And it was, now the great thing about having studied this for, like, studying productivity for a long time, is I know that you should capture things as soon as you get it. And I did not, obviously, sitting in a pool, have a pen and paper with me. But I just said, okay, as long as that thought, you can let it go, but bring it back a couple of times. So that way you know that it's there, because you're not going to get to capture it right now, and your brain wants to capture it. So don't let anything else come in. And sure enough, I was down there probably for another half an hour when my wife came down. And then by the time I got back upstairs, because I knew she wanted some time to herself, so I went up, and that's when I put it down. And it was still there. One of those things where, you know, it's like, you know, like you said, it's the idea of productivity. People go, oh, you know, I got to keep going fast, 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 now, now, now. But, you know, productivity, when you slow those things down, those things it unlocks things. And it sounds completely counterintuitive and actually counterproductive to people, unless you start to, like you said, get into that. And I swear, as soon as that happened, I'm like, huh, I was able to, it leveled up the relaxation experience for me for the rest of the time we were there, because, okay, that was a problem I was trying to crack for probably 2 weeks, and it just happened. And that's why when I was excited to speak to you today, because I'm like, you know, for people who are like, Mike, I've journaled, I'm journaling, this is great, I'm meditating often, but I need, what's the next level? And mm-hmm. I think this is the next level.
It is. I agree with you. And so, you know, so in my experience, helping people reprogram how they think, that's using the conscious mind. Now, when we go into hypnosis, we're talking about the subconscious mind, and that's kind of more of an emotional space. So in hypnosis, we're often looking at emotions, and emotions are what is usually blocking people. They're afraid, or they're angry, or they're feeling guilty, something like that. And unconsciously, they might be eating or drinking or smoking to kind of, you know, counterbalance that, and get rid of that. But really, with hypnosis, what we want people to be able to do is recognize that there's something going on, and feel that emotion, And what I'm noticing now is the unconscious mind. So our unconscious mind is our body's consciousness. Mm. And so getting this back to kind of like the need for conversational hypnosis and my fourth book, it's all about taking hypnosis out of the office and into the world where you are doing hypnosis while you're walking, while during the middle of the day, you said like a micro meditation where you might do a micro hypnosis with an intention, but also moving your body. Because when we move our body, we're getting more information. So I consider, you know, our human body as an instrument, and it's a layered instrument. We can use our conscious mind for certain tasks and it's good for certain tasks. We can use our subconscious mind for certain tasks and it's excellent at certain tasks. And we can use our unconscious mind for certain tasks and it's excellent at those tasks. When we know how to do them together in concert, now we're really, really, you know, we can really be super efficient when we understand how to use these different layers of the mind.
You mentioned the new book. It's funny. This leads in nicely. The book I brought with me to the spa was The Prophet, which is a work of fiction, but yet there's so much it can unlock, right? I mean, I was reading it, I'm like, oh, especially, I mean, you can cheat a little bit because the foreword, that book is so old that the foreword kind of gives you an inkling of what you can expect. So I was primed a bit for it. But let's talk a little bit before we wrap up about your new book, because you're taking a different approach with this one.
Right. So this book is actually written as a fiction book. My other three books are nonfiction. They're all about hypnosis. I'd been trying to write this book for many years, and the original name of it was called Brain Design. How can we design the way and the functioning of our brain? We design our homes, our kitchens. We have designer clothes and designer everything. How about let's design the way, the functioning of our brain? But I had a really hard time writing the book in the same format. Eventually, kind of through my own process, this is a very meta book. I've lived this book in the last 6 months, I would say. I realized how important the body is and how important it is to move while we're doing this. And through one thing led to another, the easiest way for me to deliver this book was from a kid's perspective. And the reason is because it's easy to learn. And so when I'm watching a story or listening to a story of a kid learn a story or someone in school, it's really easy for me as the reader to consume this information because I don't feel any pressure. No one's trying to push anything on me. I'm just enjoying a story. And so this story is little Erica, so young me, wakes up in heaven in eternity, and she learns about the brain. She learns about consciousness. She learns about the vagus nerve. She learns about the layered mind. She learns about different brainwave states, neurofeedback. She learns all about the brain, and she takes it back, or if she wants to take it back, she has to find out how to take it back to Earth in order to basically up-level the state of human consciousness on planet Earth. And how do we do that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there are some very easy ways that we can do it consistently. So this, and it's a short and it's a sweet read, and there's a lot of fun in this book. So it's very captivating. It's written hypnotically, which means it's easy to read.
I'm looking forward to it. When is the book out and where can people get it?
They'll be able to get it at academyofeternity.com right now. February 11 is the pub date, but...
So the book should be out hopefully by the time this podcast episode airs, because as we talked about, I'm pretty far ahead with guests, but I'm really glad we had the opportunity to speak today, Erica. This has been a fantastic conversation. Where can people keep up with you and your work? We've told them where they can get the book, but if people want to connect with you and learn more about this, where can they go?
Yeah, the best place probably is cascadehypnosistraining.com. And that's where we have a lot of information about how to become a hypnotist, more information on hypnosis. And there are some self-hypnosis tools and other things there for people to peruse if they would like.
Erica, thank you so much for taking the time today to join me on the Productivityist podcast.
Thanks for having me, Mike. It's great to be here.
Fascinating stuff, isn't it? I'm really glad I took the time to chat with Erica, and I'm glad she took the time to chat with me. You can find everything that we talked about, all the relevant links and stuff in the show notes that are on your podcast player right now, whatever device you're using, whatever platform you're using. And while you're using that platform or that device, subscribe to the podcast. That way you don't miss an episode of anything that I'm bringing to you over the next week and beyond, because this episode is episode 376. So we've been running shows for years, which means we also have a great back catalog that you can access far simpler, far easier, far faster when you subscribe to the show. So hit that subscribe button. That way you can find things faster and make sure that you don't miss a single episode of what's to come. Right now, what's to come is me getting out of here. That's the end of this episode. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Vardy, and I want to remind you once again to stop guessing and start going. See you later.